This program is sponsored by Blazing Grace Ministries.
This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13. Set me free. Of the chains holding me.
Is anybody out there hearing me? Set me free.
Jesus' mission was to comfort those who mourn, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and open prison doors for those who are bound. For those who want more than status quo Christianity has to offer, Blazing Grace Radio begins now. And here is your host, Mike Janung.
Hey, Mike Janung here. Welcome back to Blazing Grace Radio. We are heading into the holidays, and this is often the time of the year when we find out that we get more inquiries for help. They begin to spike, usually around Thanksgiving all the way through January. We see that marriages in particular come under assault even more than the normal, often in December. And the enemy knows how to use the past, wounds, family history, all that type of stuff, loneliness to come against people and to try and drive them into depression and discouragement. So I would encourage you and maybe challenge you to remember the spiritual battle as we come into the holidays, that the enemy tries to come and thwart, steal, kill, and destroy. And this, the holidays isn't always going to be a cakewalk. Usually there is some form of warfare that on an ongoing basis, you're going to have to deal with. So be strong in the word, and stay strong, especially in prayer and walk with God. So last week, I talked about my trip to Europe, and I finished with the first 10 days where I spent in the UK. And where I left off was on October 14th, we recorded a video series with a professional firm there. It'll be called the Road to Grace video series, and I get into principles and what it looks like to break free from sexual sin and porn addiction. I also talk about wives. I talk about wives a lot because they often get left out of this story. And so their healing is just as critical as the husbands or the man. So I get into the wives, and I also talk about youth. So this is a six-part video series. We expect it to be ready sometime for release. I think the end of December it'll be coming out. And so please do pray for us, because as I shared last week, we deal with a ton of spiritual warfare around this topic, especially with the things we talk about, sexual sin, spiritual warfare, and other issues, suicide, the things you've heard me talk about over the years. And so thank you for considering praying for us. So after October 14th, I went to Finland, and then I got sick. And we met with our ministry partners over there, and I got some kind of, I don't know, European flu viral thing. And I think Saturday that week, I must have slept 4 hours, but God got me through it. I needed to do some counseling. But I often find that God, when we're weak, that's when it gives him the room to come in and give us the strength that we need. And so if you're going through a time where you're just feeling beat up and weak, or maybe depressed and discouraged, you can ask him for strength. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Fear not, I'm with you. Be not dismayed, I'm your God. I will strengthen you. He promises throughout Scripture to strengthen us. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can ask him for the strength and the power you need for that moment, for that day. And he is there. The Holy Spirit is with us. The Holy Spirit is not just a casual observer watching us get our butts kicked. He is very alive and very powerful dwelling in us, but a lot of people kind of forget that. So we went to Finland, and then I had an appointment in Vienna, and then 3 weeks in, 3 weeks there in Europe, and then we came back. So this morning I was reading through Lamentations, and I've been going through Lamentations and Jeremiah lately, and Lamentations isn't exactly a book that we jump on. It's basically Jeremiah's grieving the loss of his country, meaning that the Babylonians had sacked Jerusalem and they'd taken a lot of people captive and women were being raped and they basically lost their country. And this is after decades and maybe even hundreds of years of God warning them and saying, please come back to me, please come back to me. So I'm going to read from you from Lamentations chapter 4, being at verse 5, going to verse 14. Those who once feasted on delicacies perish in the streets. Those who were brought up in purple embrace ash heaps. So people brought up wearing purple clothing, these are people with money. And I couldn't help thinking about the U.S. that has been so blessed by God with all of our wealth and prosperity. And then in verse 6, for the chastisement of the daughter of my people has been greater than the punishment of Sodom, which is overthrown in a moment, and no hands were wrung for her. Her princes were purer than snow, whiter than milk. Their bodies were more ruddy than coral. The beauty of their form was like sapphire. Now their face is blacker than soot. They are not recognized in the streets. Their skin is shriveled on their bones. It has become as dry as wood. Happier were the victims of the sword than the victims of hunger, who wasted away pierced by lack of the fruits of the field. The hands of compassionate women have boiled their own children. They became their food during the destruction of the daughter of my people. The Lord gave full vent to his wrath. He poured out his hot anger, and he kindled a fire in Zion that consumed its foundations. The kings of the earth did not believe, nor any of the inhabitants of the world, that foe or enemy could enter the gates of Jerusalem. When I read that, I thought about the U.S., this country that's been called the mighty U.S. by other countries, and nobody could believe that we would collapse from the weight of our own depravity, morality, but sorry, immorality, the weight of our own sin and evil. But it's happening right before us. This was for the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests, who shed in the midst of her the blood of the righteous. They wandered blind through the streets. They were so defiled with blood that no one was able to touch their garments. So when I read that, it just hit me that this feels a lot like something that could happen to us. We've been warned for decades, and you might ask, well, what are the warnings? Well, for more than 20, 25 years, we've been hearing that massive numbers of men and women in the church are struggling with sexual sin, 50, 60, 70%. What that means is the church is corrupt with sin. We've been hearing for 20, 25 years that 75% of youth have been walking away from the church. And when I visit churches here and other places, I notice a lot of the churches have a lot of gray hair, but not so much young hair. And it's alarming sometimes and striking how we've been losing our youth. These are all warnings of deep fissures and cracks. And then the civil war and strife outside of the church extends inside of it. And church splits are going on. And then there's the financial side where some churches are having to merge or sell buildings. And there are a lot of signs around and warnings around us that we're in serious trouble. But you don't hear anything like this coming from, I don't know, the pulpit, many pulpits, or the big names Christian celebrities, or, and I know this is kind of a blanket statement here. I'm sure there, I hope some people are talking about it, but we're not warning people that we're in a dangerous place here. And so we've been given more warnings recently, which I'm going to get into. But first, think about the U.S. deficit. We have a $30 trillion economy, and now we have $37 trillion in national debt, and the national debt is accelerating. It won't be long before that hits $40 trillion. This is not going to go on forever. At some point, quote unquote, the note's going to be called, there's going to be some kind of economic crisis, and then who knows what's going to happen. So we have, and our, I think our fiscal debt is a reflection of our moral debt, of our sin, of our wickedness, of our greed. But we don't confront each other. We don't, we're not confronting people with these things. And so to add more weight to the warnings, a new study from Barna Group just came out. And he reported that 62% of Christians believe someone can regularly watch porn and still lead a healthy sexual life. 62% of Christians believe this. The study also highlights a gender shift where 44% of women reporting they regularly watch porn. This is a significant increase from Barna's last survey in 2016, where 12% of women said they regularly viewed porn. 62% of Christians are saying, hey, I'm good if I watch pornography. If that isn't a moral crisis, tell me what is. And this just came out several weeks ago. This is, it just blew my mind when I read that. How can we not have some kind of a sense of urgency with all the darkness in our country right now that, man, we're right there on the edge of a cliff? And then he also goes in to share that 10% of Christians reported that their churches had programs to help, and 84% of porn users say they have no one helping them to avoid it. 10% of Christians have churches with programs to help. So 90% of our churches are saying, ah, we don't need to deal with this issue. We don't need to offer help on this issue. Let's just shelve that thing and set it aside, or let's just run from this issue. All of this is more warnings and fissures and cracks that we're in serious trouble. Where's the sense of urgency? We just finished up an election cycle, and a lot of people have been freaking out about that and saying, talking about, you know, this is the most critical election ever. But what should be freaking out about more is the church has lost its salt. It's being steamrolled. And then Barna goes on, 49% of practicing Christians who admit to personally viewing porn say they are comfortable with how much porn they use. So maybe they're looking at it once a day, no big deal. Maybe they're looking at it once every 2 weeks. Hey, I'm good with that. And I've heard Christians, it said that, hey, I watch porn once a month. What's a big deal? Do you not read your Bible? Matthew 5, if a man looks at a woman to lust, he's committed adultery with her. It's sin. And when you're watching pornography, you're watching people have sex. And it's lighting up your flesh. And you're giving ground to the enemy. Why are we not confronting people with this and challenging people and giving them hope? And then more than half of younger millennials and Gen Z adults ages 18 to 37 said they have sent a nude image of themselves, and three quarters say they have received them, Barna found. I'm reminding you, this just came out several weeks ago. This is not old. Half of young millennials, three quarters have received them. Are you talking about this in your church or at all, at home? I find that so many parents just, they shove their head in the sand with this stuff, and then all of a sudden they go into shock and trauma mode when they discover their 12, 13, or 14-year-old is viewing porn, and they never said a word about it. And this is a part of what we do with this broadcast. We have to warn people that kids are getting smartphones as early as age 3, 4, 5. And then what do you think happens when they go to school? Your sweet little Jimmy is going to school with Butch, is going to show them the stuff he's looking at that is inappropriate. Barna's survey also showed that 66% of adults believe that with enough willpower, a person can overcome porn addiction on their own. Boy, if that isn't a big-time lie, tell me what is. And I try to overcome porn addiction on my own, believe me. And I've talked to many men and some women over the years who thought, hey, I can do this on my own, and they all failed. I failed. Something like this gets into your spirit and it gets into your soul, and it's a bondage that cannot be broken alone. You need God's help, and you need a tribe, another group of men and women. When we were in Great Britain this past month, I ran into a car that had a Pornhub sticker in their car, and it just amazes me how brazen the outside world is now. I hope that's the outside world. And that car saying, hey, porn is good, nothing wrong with it. And that philosophy has found its way into the church, that porn is good, there is nothing wrong with it. And what are we doing? We should be talking about this openly, man. And porn continues to destroy lives. I'm not just talking about marriages and families. It goes further than that. And this is from a CNN article, October 30th of this year. And AI, and the title is AI Chatbot Responsible for 14-Year-Old Boy's Suicide. And our quote here, it's Setzer, the kid who killed himself. He was 14. First began using chat character AI in April 2023, shortly after his 14th birthday, according to the lawsuit that his mom filed. When his mother first heard he was interacting with an AI chatbot, she said she thought it was something like a video game. However, within months of starting to use the platform, Setzer became noticeably withdrawn, spent more and more time alone in his bedroom, and began suffering from low self-esteem. He even quit the JV basketball team at school. And when he began to have issues in school, his parents started restricting his screen time and occasionally took his phone away as a punishment. And what his mom told CNN is she didn't know at the time that her son was having extensive conversations with character AI chatbots. Character AI is different from other AI chatbots like ChatGPT in that users can talk to a range of different chatbots, often modeled after celebrities and fictional characters, or they can create their own. And the character AI bot respond with human-like conversational cues, adding references to facial expressions or gestures into their replies. And the mom found out that her son's chats were sexually explicit, something she said was gut-wrenching to read. And she says, I had no idea there was a place where a child can log in and have very sexual conversations with an AI chatbot. I don't think any parent would approve of that. Moms and dads, you got to be aware of this. What spiritual force do you think is going to be behind an AI chatbot or an AI girlfriend or an AI boyfriend? It's surely not going to be the Holy Spirit. It's going to be the demonic realm that you're going to be playing with when you're messing with this stuff. And it ended up where this 14-year-old young boy committed suicide. This is just a couple of weeks ago. And I'm going to keep screaming it from the rooftop. We got to talk openly about sexual issues. And then I'll get into another survey Barna just did recently. He called it Engaging the Spiritually Open Report. And he writes, we study people who personally attest to having deconstructed the faith of their youth, as this more narrowly categorizes those who identify with the oft-debated term itself. 42% of adults say they have deconstructed the faith of their youth. Of today's Christians, it's 37%, with little difference whether they're practicing, 36%, or non-practicing Christians. So a non-practicing Christian is somebody who goes to church on Sunday and they're done with God for the rest of the week. Prayer and Bible reading don't happen for them. That means, Barna continues, that more than one-third of committed church-going Christians relate to the idea of having deconstructed the faith of our youth. Remember how I began this broadcast with the warnings that God had been giving the children of Israel for decades and even centuries, saying, please turn back to me. People, we are losing the battle for the hearts of our youth and our adults. And when you're not talking about the sexual issues that 60-70% are struggling with, you are losing them, and they're assuming, like Barna's survey said, that there's nothing wrong with porn. When you don't talk about porn and sex and these other issues people are struggling with, they think they'll make up their own truth and they'll buy into lies and it will destroy their lives. And it is destroying lives. We cannot keep silent about this. We also have to go back to, what is God's heart? His heart is not to condemn or destroy. You can always almost hear him weeping in the pages leading up to when the boom dropped and judgment came for the children of Israel. He nearly pleaded with them through his people, the prophets, please come back to me. Please turn away from your idols. Please quit playing games. We can't play games with the living God. You're either all in, or are you? Or where are you? Are you even in it at all? And we have to ask ourselves these questions, and we have to challenge our people in our churches with these questions. The Apostle Paul said, examine yourselves to see whether you're in the faith. Ask you straight out, how's your prayer life? What is a prayer life to you? I surely hope it's more than a couple minutes a day, because that's nothing. That's a joke. That's like pecking your wife on the cheek as you're walking out the door, and that's the only contact you have with her all day. That is not going to work, especially in a time when there's so much darkness around us. My friends, we have to warn and we have to equip our people that pornography and sexual sin and sexting and masturbation are dangerous and destroy lives. And we see that every single day, a pastor or a spiritual leader or a worship leader is arrested or exposed for some form of sexual sin. Youth pastors, the articles keep coming that a youth pastor did something inappropriate. It's a daily occurrence here in the U.S. But we're freaking out about the wrong things. God is a God of holiness. I read in, I forget which chapter in the Psalms, where it said three times God is holy. In Revelations, holy, holy, holy is the God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. If your church isn't a holy boot camp equipping people to be overcomers and talking about spiritual warfare and equipping people, you're missing it. We have to equip people in these areas. So I'd like to ask you to consider supporting us financially if you believe in what we do. We're a nonprofit 501c3. Information how you can reach us is the end of the broadcast. And above all, please pray for us and our team. I and we go through spiritual warfare a lot because the enemy wants all these issues we're talking about shut down and suppressed and sidelined. This is an intense spiritual battle. So, my friends, let's go to war. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.
Do you want to be free?
Blazing Grace is a nonprofit international ministry for the sexually broken and the spouse. Please visit us at blazinggrace.org for information on Mike Janung's books, groups, counseling, or to have Mike speak at your organization. You can email us at email@blazinggrace.org or call our office in Chandler, Arizona at 719-888-5144. Again, visit us at blazinggrace.org. Email us at email@blazinggrace.org or call the office at 719-888-5144.
This program was sponsored by Blazing Grace Ministries.
Hey, it's Pat. Sorry, Valley peeps. I'm just wiped today. Been doing a little super scrolling on my phone late into the night. I can't help it. There are some cool Toyota reels out there. Camry reels, Corolla reels, Prius reels. There's even all new Tacoma reels. What can I say? Guess I'm keeping it real. Let's see what I did there. I gotta text that one to the kids.
Right now, get 4.99% financing for up to 60 months on a versatile RAV4. Or up to 72 months on a new 2024 Tacoma. Or the all-new all-hybrid 2025 Camry. Plus, get great lease deals on any new Toyota. Visit your Valley Toyota dealer or valleytoyotadealers.com today. Toyota. Let's go places. 4.99% with 1887 per thousand borrowed for 60 months. 1610 per thousand borrowed for 72 months. Zero down payment if you qualify. Offers exclude TRD Pro and Trail Hunter models and N12224. See dealer for details.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.